What up, son? What up, son? That's what the kids say now. They say that. They say, what's up, son? How you guys doing? What's going on? I'm in San Diego right now. It's a 4th of July week. Been down here all weekend doing shows at the beautiful Comedy Store here in La Jolla. I'm at the condo, the comedy condo. For those who don't know the history of the Comedy Store condo in La Jolla, it's quite a history. My family and my mom and the Comedy Store has had this condo for, probably 25 years. But I want to thank Ryan and the management of the Comedy Store for fixing this fucking condo up. Because it's an old 70s building. It's an old building in Pacific Beach. The building is, excuse me, I have to burp one sec. The old building in the 70s. And, you know, it's an old building, but inside the Hello. I don't know what just happened. Hopefully, no, my friend called me. My friend Jacob called me, and then I had to pee. One sec. Oh, shit. You guys don't have to listen to this part. Anyways, wait, I'm going to put the phone away or the thing away. Hold on one sec. Because I can't stop. I don't have an editor, and I don't have a producer to do these things, so I can't, like, stop and edit it and put it back, so I have to urinate. You know, in between these rants. Anyways, what I was trying to say, I'm peeing right now, FYI. Okay. I just finished peeing. I can't lie to you guys. You know what I mean? What you hear is what you get. What you hear is what you get. Anyway, so the condo itself is pretty dope. And I just want to thank everyone for remodeling it and making it fucking nice. It's brand new. I think they might try to Airbnb that shit out. Why not, right? In the middle of the summer. Make a little cheddar on the side. I don't know where that money's going. It's definitely not going in my fucking pocket, even though I'm part owner of this fucking place. But that is a whole other conversation. Right. All right, I'm going to have some peanuts right now. How's my voice sound? You know how my voice sounds after 5 shows in 1 weekend. So today is a great day. Today is a really great day. For one, we're above the ground, which is interesting to me because everyone always says that. Everyone says, like, oh, you know, things are good. I'm above the ground. You know, I'm alive. What's super crazy is that we talk about life like, you know, You don't want to die. And then what happens is you die and then you're dead, right? And then is your spirit still alive? That's what they say on this earth. But what happens when you actually do die? You don't fucking know. You don't know. You feel your spirit. Like my mom passed away. My friend Gary passed away. And I feel their spirit with me, but that might be in my fucked up head. Their spirit might not even be with me. They might be in fucking Jupiter right now. I don't fucking know. It's a weird thing. You know, people try. It's weird. People try not to die, and then there's people that kill themselves to die. It's like you try so hard not to die, you know, through medicine and going to the hospital. I don't want to die. Then there's people that fucking take a gun or take pills or fucking hang themselves jerking off and just want to kill themselves. It's fucking crazy. Anyways, it is a strange time. It's definitely a strange time. Wait, one sec. Hold on. I had peanuts. One sec. It's a strange time. What was weird is my brother Scott lives in San Diego. And usually he would always show up to my shows. You know what I mean? And I thought it was because, like, we're not talking, or, you know, he said, fuck this guy, I'm not going to support him this weekend. Come to find out, he's in fucking Finland or some shit. Because I know he would show up. No matter what me and Scott go through personally in our life, we love each other, and we have a fun time with one another. He's my bro, and he always comes to my show. So, Scott, if you're listening to Rants in Finland, hope you're having a blast. So it's summertime, guys. This is the summertime. This is when you think back when you were a kid. Remember summertime when you were a kid? Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. It's fucking summertime. It's like an awesome time to be out, you know. And it's a Monday here in Pacific Beach. And it's kind of quiet because 4th of July is on a Wednesday right in the middle of the week. So, it's quite a nice time. I'm by myself, and it feels nice to be by myself. I'm going to have a really nice, relaxing day today. I was just kind of checking in with you. I really don't know what I have to rant about today. I didn't really feel like ranting today. Like, usually I rant when I feel like, you know, ranting and doing that. But today I was more like, I just want you guys to hear my voice and let you know I'm okay. Things are cool. I know in the last 2-3 months, I've been going through a lot of stuff, but through darkness, there is light. And that's the thing with you guys listening to this. There's a lot of fucked up things that happen to us, not just me, to you guys too. And how are you going to get out of it? Are you going to sit in it? Or are you going to let time pass and kind of shift out of it? I know I talk about this a lot, having a kid. And now that my mom has passed and my dad's 91, and at this point in my life, I have a strange relationship with my siblings. So I'm kind of by myself, which isn't a bad or good thing. It is just a thing. It is what it is. A lot of people are listening. You're like, oh, that's fucking sad. Well, is it? I'd rather be by myself and be, what's the word? I don't know, like guilt-free, you know, not in like, I don't know, whatever the things are when you're with someone and you're not happy to be, or there's those things that keep festering in that relationship. So I have a clean slate. Me and my girlfriend, we broke up about 5 months ago. I still love her and I still think she's amazing, but there were certain things in the relationship on both sides that, you know, it wasn't maturing, for me at least.
That you don't know what you're talking about, dude. That's all in your head. Things were fine. You're just crazy, dude.
Anyways, so my point that I'm trying to make is, I think this episode will be about me letting you guys know that I have to, at some point, I do have to have a kid. I have to. I'm 50. I'm 50 years old. So at this point, if I don't do it soon, I'm going to be one of those older fucking dads, for sure. My friend Kirk Fox just had a kid. My friend Sandy Danto just had a kid. If these knuckleheads can have fucking kids, I surely can have a kid. But the women that they had kids with, they're married to. Sandy's married to his girl. Kirk's married to his girl. And that's important. I think it's really important. Then I was with a girl last night, a friend of mine, came to see my show, and she has a kid, but she's not with the dude. You know what I mean? Because it didn't work out. You know what I mean? And then I have another girlfriend of mine that said she's 3 months pregnant, that the dude bailed her. So there's a lot of single moms out there. You know? Is that kind of what I want to do? I don't fucking know, man. You know what I mean? Because I'm definitely stuck in my ways. Like, if you're not stuck in your ways at 50, dude, then there's something wrong with you. But we're all kind of like stuck in our ways. But I don't know, man. I don't have the fucking answer. I'm just ranting. I'm just kind of letting you guys know what's on my chest when it comes to that. But I think it would be really nice, you know, knowing to come home or to wherever my abode is, and there's a little kid there, and I have a wife or a girlfriend or some type of arrangement, you know, where there's kind of love in my life, because I feel like I feel like that's the one thing that's kind of, you know, missing. I get it from, you know, my stand-up. I get it from my friends. I get it from smiles of people down the street when I bump into people. But then when I come home and I'm alone, I'm not really sad. It's not like, oh, woe is me. It's not like that. It's more like it would be cool, but I also really cherish my private time. I don't know about you guys, but I am friends with a lot of single women or single dudes that like to come home and they just like to be alone. And there's something really valuable in that as well. You know, it's nice being by yourself because you can walk around your place, you know, with no, you could be naked, you know, it's not like someone's, I could be naked right now doing the rants. You don't fucking know. Although I'd probably tell you if I was naked or not. Anyway, so I'm 50 years old, which basically means I have 30 more good years on this earth. Because, you know, if you make it to 80, you've won. You know, if you make it to 80 years old, you know, you pretty much won. Because that's another thing is like, you know, when I've had these recent deaths in my life with my mom, my friend Gary, my friend Jason that shot himself and you watch TV and you watch all, you're realizing like, fuck, you know, we're just all fucking passing through. It's crazy, right? We take these days so much for granted. You know, like, oh, it's just a day. Like, oh my God. Like, no, this is like a day of one more day of on this earth walking around. So I'm starting to really appreciate just the days, getting a good night's sleep. I'm going to go to the gym later. I'm trying just to take it easy. You know what I mean? Just kind of gearing into the kind of semi-retirement, you know? Trying to set myself up for that now in my life so then I can kind of enjoy and travel. Speaking of travel, I am going to Israel and Russia this summer, which is cool. I planned a trip with my friend Dean, my old high school buddy, Dean Gelber, who I met at Beverly Hills High School. I was like ninth grade, baby fine hair Dean. And we're going to go to Israel. It was funny because my old girlfriend wanted, when I would talk about going to Israel, and she'd go, I want to go, dude, take me to Israel, dude, that'll be fun, dude. I'm like, no, you're not Jewish. And so what, dude, I could be Jewish, I'm a shiksa babe, dude. And so that was pretty funny conversation because I think the Jews should just go to Israel. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm allowed to fucking state that if I want. It's my rant. But I think Jewish people should just go to Israel because this is where we're from. This is our ancestors. So I'm going to go to like the Wailing Wall and Jerusalem. And I'm going during my mom's birthday, which is kind of cool. My mom's birthday is July 25th and I'm going to Israel July 22nd. So I'll be in Israel for about 6 days. I'm going to Russia for about 3 days because I'm Russian Jew. That's my background. I'm Russian Jew, which means I have a big fucking cock, which pretty much means that. Because, you know, you watch these soccer players that are Russian Jews kind of running down the fucking the grass with their big schlongs hanging out. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, so yeah, so that's my summer. This week is going to be fun. I'm going to be in San Diego for 3 days. A couple of my friends are talking about going out on a boat. I'm going to write down here. My friend Mike Halloran is here. I'm putting together that one-man show idea that I was talking about a while ago, seeing where that's going to go. And then I'm going to go visit my 91-year-old father in Las Vegas this weekend. I'm going to go see him. My fucking pops, man, hanging in there. Fucking 91 years old. Unbelievable. My mom died at 87. Dad's 91. Hopefully he'll live another 20 years. Who fucking knows? So I'm going to do that. And then I go back to L.A. And then I head out on a tour. I'm excited. I'm going out on a tour North Carolina? Going to North Carolina. North Carolina, man. I'm playing some fucking wild-ass towns, dude. Check this shit out. Let me go to my book. I'm playing. That's the thing about Pauly Shore. Is that I go to some obscure places, very obscure places. All right, here we go. You know what's? I've only been to one of these places that I'm going to. Okay, I got to burp one sec. I'm ranting. I'm a lot of rants. I'm panting and ranting. Hold on. All right, here we go. So, Roanoke, Virginia. Never played there. July 10th. Reidsville, North Carolina, July 11th. Never played there. Is it Reidsville? Hickory, North Carolina, July 12th. Never played there. Jacksonville, North Carolina, on July 13th and 14th. Never played there. I've never played any of these places, which is weird because I play fucking every crusty town in America. And then Myrtle Beach, which is on the Sunday, July 15th. So I'll be doing shows down there. So if you're in the Carolinas or Virginia area, come check me out then. And then I'll be home for a week in L.A. And then I head off to Israel and Russia. So that's kind of like my summer trip. So yeah, one day at a fucking time, man. I know that's a crusty old saying, but shit, that's pretty much what it is. Some sports news. Sports news. I know you guys know this. And then we'll end the rant because I think I want to go enjoy my day. But it was me kind of just checking in today with you guys, letting you know I'm A-OK right now. Today I am A-OK. A lot of it probably has to do with the fact that I'm out of Los Angeles. That's a fucking crazy-ass town. The energy is fucking weird in that town. Sunset Boulevard is fucking stupid now. That whole area between like Crescent Heights and Doheny, not happening. Bad energy. Too much cement. Too many billboards. They've ruined it. They've taken the soul out of the strip. Sarah, sarah. So anyways, back to LA. We got LeBron James. Very excited. I'm a big basketball fan. There's a couple sports that I really like. Love basketball. Love football. Love football. Love basketball. Don't really like tennis. Don't like golf. Do not like NASCAR. I don't even know what fucking badminton. I don't know what other fucking sports there are. But I love basketball. I don't know what it is. Jews love basketball. I guess that they like fucking watching fucking basketball. My dad used to play basketball back in the day. He used to play at the YMCA in Beverly Hills. I used to always go with him. Me and my brother. Bubby, bubby, bubby. Used to do that shit. And but LeBron James. Fucking pretty sick. Put together a good team. We got Luke Walton as the coach. It's going to do some shuffling. If we get Kawhi Leonard from fucking San Antonio, boom. That's going to be a fucking monster-ass motherfucking team. I'm glad we didn't get Paul George. I think he's busted, dude. That's my opinion. Not a fan of Paul George. As a person, he's probably a sweetheart. Looks fucking cool as fuck. Low-key. Kicking it, LBJ to the TLC, UBG, Paul George is cool, but not really a fan of his game. Also, I don't know, Oklahoma's kind of busted, I think. Not really happening. Mm-mm. What's his name's got to go, too? He should go play in Japan. What's his name? I forgot his name, but he was on the Knicks, and then he went over to OKC. You know what I'm talking about. I can't even fucking remember his name. But anyways, I'm pretty excited about LeBron James. I've always been a LeBron James fan. The thing that's crazy, dude, he's so gangster. He signed 4 years. So he's pretty much going to end his career in L.A. Dude, that's fucking insane. That's a commitment. It's not like he signed a 2-year option of one. Da, da, da. Like Magic Johnson said, 4 years. I bet he's got some fucking ticket sales, too. If I was LeBron James and I was negotiating my deal, I would say, hey, give me like 10% of the ticket sales that come in here to the Staples Center. But, fuck, dude. Oof. It's going to be a badass fucking year, dude. Damn, son. Because he's going to really try to take the crown off of Golden State this year. That's for damn Skippy. Anyways, I think I'm done for today. I just want to check in with you guys, let you know I sound good, I look good, I feel good. Pauly Shore is doing good today. It's July 1st or 2nd or some shit. You guys have an awesome 4th of July. Check me out on my tours. polyrants@gmail.com. I love you guys. Stay up. One love. 4th of July, America, United States, Kim Jong-un, chubby Chinese babies. We're out. Later.